You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back, everyone, and also a warm welcome to David Ireland, who's joining us today. David is the founder of Fertility for Men, which is a platform dedicating to helping men take charge of their reproductive health, which I'm sure we'll dive into a bit later. And this was created following David's own journey and his desire to share really science-backed advice, expert insights, and also practical tools. So yeah, I just firstly wanted to say welcome, David, and thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jessica.
Thank you. And I'd love to know a little bit more about yourself and your own journey into this space and how you ended up setting up Fertility for Men.
Yes, I think it's actually my own personal journey, to be honest, because me and my wife actually had gone through issues ourselves over the years. And I really set this platform up to really kind of give men the tools and the options to kind of help them on their own fertility journey, because you look around, there aren't any resources for men to kind of go and get advice or seek help. And Fertility for Men kind of help share that knowledge. And as I continue to grow Fertility for Men, it will kind of give more tools and resources for men that actually need help with their own fertility. Mm-hmm. There's so many platforms out there for women, which is fantastic. But I think from a male's point of view, there needs to be more for men as well, because men generally hide things up and bottle things up, and they don't really talk about their own fertility. So I think it's a great platform to kind of share that knowledge and advice for them.
Yeah, definitely. I think you mentioned your own experience there. What was that experience like for you on your own fertility journey?
Wow, somewhat very challenging, to be honest, Jess. I mean, my wife and I, we started trying for a family back in, I think, 2015. We were living in Australia at the time. And just before we moved back to London, we said we're going to go and see a consultant and get some tests done. So I went for a test, went for the usual blood test. And then he said to me, the consultant said to me, I want to give you a semen test. So, okay, no problem. I was quite young, didn't really think anything of it at the time. Did the test, came back, and he said, I've got something called oligospermia, which is basically a low sperm count. Didn't think anything of it. He said, you've got 15 million count. It's below the World Health Organization levels. But he did say you only need one sperm to fertilize an egg. So I thought, okay, well, 15 million, I'm sure one would work. At that point, we moved back to the UK, we settled in, and then we started trying again, and we saw different consultants. And then we chose to go down the IVF ICSI route because things still weren't working. We had seen so many consultants and really never got all the answers, I think, that we wanted to get out of those meetings. I think every consultant we saw, we actually learned more about our own journey. And it was somewhat quite confusing because we were quite fit, healthy, We spent 6 years living in Australia, doing all the activities in terms of having a nice lifestyle and food, and so it's really confusing coming back and experiencing that. And I say it's been very heartbreaking to some degree. My wife had a miscarry
So sorry to hear that.
on one of the attempts that we went through. And I think that kind of really made us realize, you can't take anything for granted these days. Having a family or having a baby is like a lottery to some degree, whereas people just take it, people take it for granted. You can just, have sex and, you can have a baby. It's not the case for everybody. And I think it's quite challenging because most of our friends have kids and families, and we don't have that. And it's just been very difficult. I think, I still remember my wife when she got taken away to have her first round of egg collection, and I just broke down, like completely broke down, because I didn't really know what was happening, to be honest. I got taken to a room and said, "Oh, she'll be back in an hour or so," and that part really, it really terrified me, because I was thinking, well, my wife's going through this ordeal because, there wasn't anything wrong with her. We couldn't find anything wrong with her, and the doctors kept probing and probing, and I think that happens quite a lot. So yeah, somewhat very distressing, I think,
Completely.
in early rounds of our IVF.
No, yeah, that completely. And thank you so much for sharing that as well. I think, as you kind of mentioned as well, male fertility and even fertility in general is so often those hard moments are not spoken about, and it's kind of assumed, as you said, that it's an easy journey for everyone. So definitely really appreciate you talking through that journey, and can appreciate how hard that's been for you. Why do you think that male fertility in particular is rarely talked about? And what, yeah, how do you think we can change this conversation to help people like yourselves and other people going through this currently?
I think there's long been a stigma around that, to be honest. I think most people look at fertility as a woman's issue, whereas men really don't really think or even talk about it. Male infertility, it's 50-50. So, one in six couples now actually globally have trouble conceiving. And I think, men, we need to change the conversation around making sure, men feel included in those conversations, supported as well, rather than suffering in silence, because many men generally do suffer in silence. They don't talk about their own fertility. I think predominantly men have egos, and they don't want to admit that there's an issue with them. So, it'd be like going to a pub and you're there talking to your mates and say, "Hey guys, guess what? I've got infertility." That doesn't happen. Whereas I think women are more open to have honest conversations about their own fertility issues and journey as well.
Yeah, completely. I couldn't agree more. I think that creating those kind of safe spaces where people feel like, and men feel like in particular, that they can talk about it as well, whatever those safe spaces may be, is so important. And I guess even part of that is, as you kind of touched on, the educational side of things and knowing what to look out for and what to do. Are there any big misconceptions that you see a lot that men come to you or chat to you about that they have regarding their own fertility?
Yeah, so I think men generally think, if you can get an erection, and have sex, then your fertility is going to be okay. But no, that's not the case. I think what men need to do is get tested. They need to get a semen analysis done as early as possible. They need to get clarity on what that is, rather than just assuming everything's going to be fine. And that's kind of really key, to be honest, because I think lifestyle makes a significant impact in terms of men's fertility in general. So I think the sooner men can take action on it, the better.
Are there any other misconceptions apart from, I mean, I guess just considering your fertility as yeah, as one?
Yeah, I think people think, if you've got a nice lifestyle and you look fit and healthy, you go to the gym every day, you don't smoke, you don't drink, therefore you should be fine. But that's not the case either, and I think that's the bit that often gets missed quite a lot, is because if you look at somebody, and you put them in the category of they tick all the boxes for lifestyle, not smoking, not drinking coffee, why does it still happen?
Yeah,
And
definitely.
that's a big thing I think needs to be addressed, because you could be the most healthiest or the least healthiest, and it doesn't seem to make, in some cases, it doesn't seem to make a difference. So I think that plays a big part as well.
Definitely. And I think, kind of stemming from that, I'd love to know a little bit about the advice that you give in terms of kind of creating those actionable things that people can do to improve their fertility. So perhaps what are some of the easy things that men can start to do to start taking control of their fertility and improving it?
Yes, I think some of the things men should definitely do is really think about your diet. I think your diet plays a huge factor in terms of your own fertility. So think about what types of foods that you're consuming, and what type of foods they are. So think about, whole grain foods, lean meats, leafy vegetables. Go back to the basics, kind of cut out all the processed foods, the sugars, the coffee I mentioned, the alcohol. They play a significant part in terms of reducing your infertility. So to improve your infertility, you need to make sure you have more of those good foods and supplements. I think you need to get good sleep.
The station that makes you feel good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The station that makes you feel good.
It's so important. I think a lot of people are stressed in their everyday lives as well. So I think, reducing the need to go on computers and gaming machines late at night, I think men also need to step away from doing that, because it affects your cortisol levels, impacts your testosterone levels as well, and I think those things are going to be really, really useful for men to kind of consider to reduce if you want to improve your own fertility journey.
Completely. I guess that's kind of more of a mindfulness about what you're, how you're treating your body and what you're putting into it is something just to make an easy start on it. And
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So for Fertility for Men, your platform, I'd love to know the structure of this or how you kind of work with men to create these, create this advice, insights, tools, and things like that. I'd love to know a little bit more about that platform.
Yeah, so Fertility for Men is really about raising awareness on male fertility. I started the platform because I had my own challenges over the years. So I've got 8 years or 10 years worth of knowledge that I share to men and to couples. Some men will reach out to me, whereas more women will tend to reach out to me for their partners. And I think part of that is not all men feel comfortable about sharing their own experiences. And Fertility for Men is really about giving as much tools and advice to men, and raise that awareness as much as possible, because I think there's so much information out there. It's kind of where do you start? And I think that's going to be a key thing to people signing up on and looking at the platform, because I've got I call it the Mail, which is an email sign up where men can sign up and you'll get weekly and monthly tips in terms of how you actually improve your own fertility, which I think is going to be quite important for people starting their fertility journey.
I think that's really great and will be super useful for people, especially as it's so accessible online. And maybe what kind of practical tools also do you include on that site? What kind of other, yeah, I would love to know just a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so tools like things of so what I'm going to be doing is I'm actually launching a 5-day challenge at the end of this month, actually. And some of the tools on there will give men what practical steps to take every day in terms of improving their own fertility. So what can you do each day to improve it? And I think every small step you give somebody, it becomes a habit.
Oh,
I think
amazing.
it takes about 66 days to create a habit, roughly. But it's kind of how do you take that habit and then how do you incorporate that into your everyday life? And I think having a platform where men particularly can reach out to me is quite powerful, because there's not much out there for men. So I think having that as a good starting point for men to start talking up and want to take their fertility, I guess, a lot more seriously, because it takes two to tango. And I think equally, as women are doing so much with their own fertility, I think men need to start, if not doing more for their own fertility as well, because otherwise you're not going to be getting anywhere.
Yeah,
So I'm hoping that
definitely.
platform really helps both.
No, that sounds amazing. I think the 5-day fertility challenge sounds, yeah, super interesting and also manageable to kind of start your fertility journey with. How do men get involved in this? What does this kind of look like? Is it an email that they get each day?
Yeah, so what happens, they can sign up to the 5-day challenge on the website, and then every day they'll get a video from me. They'll get an email and they'll get an actionable step that they have to take if they choose to every day. And I think people that are really serious about their fertility just will want to sign up, and they'll want to make those small improvements every day, because it shows their partner that they're actually serious about wanting to have a family and wanting to improve their reproductive health overall, which is going to be really key for them to having a family. Lifestyle is so important, and I think having that education given and shared to men, particularly out there, is really going to help them. So I'm hoping that the 5-day challenge is really going to give men, I guess, kind of set them up to succeed in terms of trying to get a family.
No, I love that. And I love how you've also taken your own experience and making it into something so positive to really help other people as well. And I think something like that, this 5-day challenge, is such a good starting point for people that are starting to think about their fertility, as you say, or take it more seriously. For those who may
Absolutely.
be listening or may, be on a bit feel a bit overwhelmed or unsure about where to start, what would kind of be your top bit of advice for people just starting on that journey?
Yeah, I think if you're starting that journey, I'd say get tested sooner rather than later. Knowledge is power, and a simple and a semen analysis can give a clear picture in terms of where a man actually stands. And from there, I think you need to focus very much on small changes. So one step at a time. Don't rush into anything. I think the 5-day challenge kind of get it will give men the basics in terms of what to do and how to do that. I've got 8 to 10 years experience myself in terms of my own journey. So I've kind of incorporated 10 years, I guess, within a very short 5-day challenge for some men in terms of how they can improve it. But I think we need to look at diet and exercise. You don't have to do everything at once, but I think taking the first step is going to be really, really important part in terms of not feeling overwhelmed. And just have fun with it. I think we stress so much about these things, don't we? And it's quite difficult not to. But I think by getting started, by seeking medical advice very early on and having a semen test, I think that's really going to give you clarity in terms of what that looks like for your own fertility journey.
Completely. And as you kind of said, it can feel super overwhelming. So those like small manageable steps, like switching out certain foods or trying to get more sleep or turning off the like mobile devices earlier, those are such small things that can make such a big impact. So I think that's a really great way to frame it and go about starting the journey.
It is, absolutely. And I think there's so much information out there, and sometimes people don't know where to start. And I think if you just focus on one thing at a time, I think it'll become a lot more easier to kind of create that habit and then move forward. Whereas if you do too much at once, it's like when you're at work and you're trying to multitask. Science says multitasking is actually bad for you anyway. So just pick one thing, kind of nail that down before you continue to move on to something else.
No, that's amazing. I think that's such a good, yeah, I love what you're doing with the platform and how you're really trying to help other people as well. And I think that kind of brings me to the end of my questions for now, but I was wondering if you had anything else that you wanted to add at all or anything else that you wanted to mention. Of course, I'll tag all of your socials below so people can come find you and sign up should they be interested. But yeah.
Thanks, Jess. As I say to men out there, if you need to reach out, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help support in any way I can, or give you some of my advice in terms of what it was like from me going through my own fertility journey with my wife very early on. So happy to share the knowledge and continue to raise awareness in terms of improving men's fertility.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for sharing your own story as well. I think that the audience will really appreciate that. So thank you, David.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbs from Screen Me, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.